Are the Motor Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
We're headed back trackside next. First from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
You're listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from Talladega Super Speedway. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Driver introductions are underway, and right now all the drivers are being taken around this 2.66 mile racetrack and being introduced to the fans that have congregated here in North Central Alabama. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand and Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR on WRDN brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
The NASCAR Cup Series is getting ready to go playoff racing at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama, and Motor Racing Network is here with live flag-to-flag coverage of the Yellowwood 500. Mike Bagley, Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, Todd Gordon, Steve Post, along with Jason Toy and Dylan Welch, with you, Dave Moody, and Dan Hubbard will join us shortly. You know, we talk about drivers who are favorites to win this race or win on super speedways. We hear from the usual cast of characters. One driver that has greatly flown under the radar this week is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. of JTG Doherty Racing. He knows how to get the job done on these racetracks, and he's with our Steve Post right now.
He absolutely does. Has the Palmolive colors on the race car, bright green race car, here with the Kroger on the hood of it. As Ricky Stenhouse Jr. going to start in the 32nd spot here today, getting ready to go here. Steve Phelps, NASCAR president, stopping by and having a chat with Ricky. Ricky, as you get ready to go, we've talked to so many playoff drivers about stage points and all of that. How do you balance that and not being a playoff driver, and how do you process all of that to try to go for the win here today?
Yeah, just got to be smart, you know, try not to put anybody in a bad spot or you know, call something that's going to take them out of it. So, you know, we've been in the playoffs before, and we know, you know, how that feeling is when you come to, you know, a place like this, and, you know, anything can happen. So you just want to make sure you're kind of mindful of that, and feel really good about our Kroger Palmolive Camaro. You know, we're used to qualifying around here, and we drive this thing to the front. So feel good about our chances today, and hopefully we can just be there at the end.
Can you describe to our listener the importance of manufacturer mates? You're a single car team, but you're certainly in the Chevy camp. How important is that, and how does that all blend together?
It's important. You know, I think you want to do anything you can to help, you know, your manufacturer, and especially your manufacturers that are already still in the playoffs. So, you know, something to be mindful of. I got some buddies that, you know, are obviously in our Chevy camp that are still in those playoffs. So, you know, I think if we can't win, we got to make sure one of them does.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. starts the quest today here in the 32nd spot. Dylan?
Bubba Wallace making his 250th career NASCAR Cup start this weekend. Starts in the 26th spot. So we kind of know the game plan, at least early. Everybody wants to save fuel. But how do you make up track position, and what options are available for you to go forward?
We're all going to be saving fuel, so hopefully we're not creeping around here. But that's the name of the game now. We've all gotten smarter on how to prolong your race and make it easier for all parties involved to get you in victory lane. So when everybody's on that same game plan, it's really tough. But if the pace gets slow enough, then you can form a third lane and try to get your track position. But all it takes is one car in the top five to step on the gas, and next thing you know, everybody's going fast again. So we'll see. I feel good about our chances here at Talladega. we gotta get something turned around here. And ever since my win, I haven't really done much. So I've put on some good races, but our finishes haven't really shown for it. So need to get back on the horse and go have some fun today. But all in all, our U.S. Air Force Toyota Camry looks really good. We'll just go see what we can do.
Well, you always come in here with a plan, theoretically, right? But how difficult is it to stick to a plan of any kind and make it successful?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You know, obviously, Toyotas are limited numbers with eight of us in the field. So usually one or two makes a mistake, our first green flag stop, and now we're down to six. A couple get wiped out in the next wreck, so now you're down to three. So it's really hard to make aggressive moves with help behind you. So we'll see. Just got to do our job, make sure we're there at the end, and have some fun.
All right, good luck.
Cool. Thank you, brother.
Bubba Wallace starts 26 today, Jason.
Martin Truex Jr. getting ready to jump behind the wheel of his Bass Pro Shops Toyota. And, you know, a lot of talk leading into this weekend for Martin is the fact that it's the final time as a full-time driver. We talked during practice and qualifying yesterday. 40th start here today. As you made that walk getting off that truck, what's going through your mind here as you get ready to roll?
Well, hopefully 40 is a lucky number. Yeah, I don't know. It's we've been close here a lot. I've had a lot of fun racing here over the years. We've had a lot of tough luck over the years. Hopefully that all comes back around and helps us today. But we got a game plan, a strategy. You know, we'll see how this race plays out. But, you know, I think if we can get to the end, we'll have a shot at it.
What are some things that you can control here? I know a lot of unknowns of what you can't control here. What?
Yeah, just trying to be smart all day, make the right moves. Obviously, you know, pit stops are very important in and off of pit road. You know, pitting at the right times and things. So, yeah, just try to get with our teammates, and hopefully we have enough speed together to get near the front and stay there.
Be safe, bud.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. Martin Truex Jr., as he gets ready to jump behind the wheel for the final time as a full-time driver here at the Talladega Super Speedway. Steve Post.
Jason, Brad Keselowski going to roll off from the third spot. Brad, a six-time winner here at Talladega Super Speedway, second place here in the spring. What's your mindset as you go into one of these wild races here?
Yeah, win. Just win, baby. You know, Postman, we've had some good cars, and I think we had a great car again for today. You never know what Talladega is going to bring, but you try to put yourself in position, and if you can be running those top three or four cars at the end, you can win this thing.
Okay. We just saw you stop and talk briefly with Chris Buescher, your teammate. Teammates, manufacturers, mates, how does that all balance out? How do you manage that during a race here?
You know, you just can't win these races on your own. The way the draft works, and, you know, you want to have a friend behind you. You hope it's a teammate, but, you know, you never know where it's going to go. But he's done a really good job of these races. He's got a great shot to win today, and both RFK cars have a good shot to win.
Good shot to win for Brad Keselowski. Starts in the 13th spot. Dylan?
Chase Briscoe has got a lot of work to do today. Starts 36th, 25 points below the cut line. Does that simplify the goal for you guys today? Just get as many points as you can.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, you just have to get all the points you can, right? It doesn't matter if you're 25 below or 10 below or whatever. You just got to go try to get as many points. So, yeah, I think it's pretty simple for us. Got to be aggressive. Got to try to get stage points. That's going to be the big thing for us. You have to get stage points. So that's what we're trying to do, and see if we can do it in a Rush Truck Center Ford.
Thanks, Chase. That's Chase Briscoe. Starts in the 36th spot today, Mike.
And he is the furthest back of all the playoff drivers on the starting grid. He's the furthest back of the playoff drivers on the leaderboard. He is right now 25 points below the cut in the 11th position.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fan rewards.
Starting lineup is coming up next. NASCAR Live has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Sign up for the Yellowwood 500. Row 20.
JJ Yaley, Phoenix, Arizona.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Row 19.
BJ McLeod, Wachula, Florida.
Carson Hosevar, Portage, Michigan.
Row 18.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Row 17.
Cody Ware, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Anthony Alfredo, Ridgefield, Connecticut.
Row 16.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Row 15.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 14.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Ross Chastain, Alba, Florida.
Row 13.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
A.J. Allmendinger, San Jose, California.
Row 12.
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Row 11.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Row 10.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Row 9.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Shane Van Gisbergen, Auckland, New Zealand.
Row 8.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Row 7.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Row 6.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10th.
Daniel Hemrick, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Starting 9th.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Starting 8th.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
Starting 7th.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Starting 6th.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Starting 5th.
Brian Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Starting 4th.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Starting 3rd.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Starting 2nd.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
And starting on the pole,
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
That's the starting lineup for the Yellowwood 500.
It is one of the most intense races on the entire 2024 NASCAR Cup Series schedule, more so for 12 playoff drivers just trying to survive and advance to the Roval next week to shut down the round of 12. Here's a leaderboard refresher for you. William Byron, number one on that leaderboard. He is 34 points above the cut line. Ryan Blaney and Christopher Bell are tied with second, plus 28. You've got Kyle Larson in fourth, plus 18. Denny Hamlin is fifth. He's only in by 11. Alex Bowman is sixth. He is in by eight. Chase Elliott, Joey Logano tied for seventh. They are 4 points above the cut line. On the outside looking in, Tyler Reddick out by four. Daniel Suarez out by 14. Chase Briscoe out by 25. Austin Cindric out by 29. Daniel Suarez's life has gotten more complicated in the last 24 hours. The team has suffered a penalty. They were deemed to have an unimproved adjustment to the roof area of their race car after yesterday's inspection period. As a result, that car with Daniel Suarez on board will drop to the rear. They'll serve a pass-through penalty after taking the green flag, and the car chief was ejected this morning. That is the lay of the land as we get set for the Yellowwood 500 here at Talladega Super Speedway. Drivers are back to their race cars. We are ready for pre-race ceremonies as we continue live from North Central Alabama.
Please rise as you are able, remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the Robertsdale High School Navy Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from Citizens Baptist Medical Center, Chaplain Barbara Embry.
Talladega, pray with me. Most gracious and loving Father, we thank you for this awesome day. We thank you for this experience at Talladega as we have gathered with friends far and from near. Give us protection today and guide us through this day. Bless these excited waiting fans as they cheer on their drivers. Bless the drivers and their teams, we pray. Keep us in your safe ark. In Jesus' name we ask, amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome the 313th United States Army Band, accompanied by fellow soldier and country music artist, Warrant Officer 1, Craig Morton Greer.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets in vain, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner it wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Pre-race pomp and circumstance drawing to a close. One matter of business left to be tended to, and that's the command to fire engines, and that's coming up next.
Just like a pit crew helps a driver reach victory lane, Ally helps you reach your financial goals. Ally has tools like savings buckets to keep your savings on track and savings boosters to put a little extra gas in your tank. Visit Ally.com to learn more about how you can grow your money fast. Savings buckets and boosters are features of the Ally Bank savings account. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win.
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with straight savings. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight savings plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, and Todd Gordon standing by with the call. They'll join us when we come back from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Today at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama, the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs continue with the final Super Speedway race of the season. For 12 drivers, today stands to be more intense than the rest of the field. Fuel savings will be in play today, challenging the drivers with practicing restraint at times while balancing the stresses of competition that a 500-mile Talladega race can bring. Alex Bowman, is there a portion of the race that could bring more intensity than others?
I would say stage ends are going to be more aggressive for sure, more meaningful. Other than that, I think it's going to look the same. I think, you know, for all of us, it means more, but we're 10 tenths every week, right? It's not like when it's not a playoff race, we're not trying hard, right? So I think it'll look similar, maybe just a little more intense at the end of the stages.
Live from Talladega, the Yellowwood 500, next.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
Give it a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll past the race car today, pal. Four boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Yellowwood 500 from Talladega Super Speedway. Brought to you by Yellowwood. Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it. By Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Real unlimited data, less dollars, more cents. Brought to you by Pfizer. By Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Talladega Super Speedway is home today for the NASCAR Cup Series. This afternoon, the Yellowwood 500, race number two of the round of 12, 188 laps, 500 miles, 36 teams ready to race on this 2.66-mile racetrack live on the Motor Racing Network. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is Alex Hayden and the crew chief, Todd Gordon. Mostly sunny, 84 degrees, and a packed house ready to go.
They are. The infield completely sold out. 2,700 camping spots have been sold out all weekend long. The fans are ready to go racing. This is, simply put, Jeff, Talladega.
Yeah, and it's a party. It always is here at Talladega, so let's get the party started now. Trackside for the command.
This is the moment you've all been waiting for. Please welcome founder, president, and CEO of Great Southern Wood Preserving, Jimmy Rain. Joined by representatives of the company's network of over 5,000 dealers.
Drivers, start your engines!
Engines come to life on the pit lane, the NASCAR Cup Series, getting ready to race at Talladega.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Back here at Talladega Super Speedway, Jeff, a few puffy white clouds coming overhead. Every now and then, one of the turns here in this vast facility gets some shade on it, just like right now in turn number one.
Absolutely perfect Sunday afternoon to go stock car racing at the NASCAR Cup Series level. Let's take a swing around the racetrack right now and bring in three more voices ready to call the action for you here this afternoon on the Motor Racing Network outside turn two. Sunoco Tower is there all the way up on top. From Barrie, Vermont, it is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Jeff Striegel. Good afternoon once again, everybody. Turns one and two here at Talladega Super Speedway, the southeast end of this sprawling motorsports complex. Three stories tall, 33 degrees of banking, wide enough for these NASCAR Cup Series drivers to spread out three wide and race that way with ease. It is physically taxing over the course of 500 miles, perhaps even more so mentally. None of these three grooves are necessarily better than the others. It all depends how fast your car is, who you're working with in the draft, and who you're working against. We'll cover it all from the Sunoco Tower, high outside turn number two here at Talladega Super Speedway. Now let's go to the other end of the Alabama Gang Super Stretch and Milford, Delaware's Mike Bagley.
Thank you, Dave, and good afternoon, everyone. At Talladega, it's all about the draft. Dave just alluded to it in turns one and two about who you're working with or who you're working against. Basically, on the backstretch at Talladega, it's love them or leave them. You're going to love them as much as you can, but as you get closer to the checkered flag, you're going to bail out and do what's ever best for yourself. Three and four wide racing. The draft is so important. You'll have bump drafting and a mix of everything just to add to the spice of the stew that makes up a 500-miler at Talladega. The fans have left their motorhomes. They're gathered in against the fence here in turn number three, ready to see some great NASCAR Cup Series racing this afternoon. When they race off the end of the Alabama Gang Super Stretch, it will be up into the banking of turns three and four, where Dan Hubbard of Anaheim, California, will await them on the other side.
Well, thank you, Mike, and good afternoon, everybody. I'm stationed at the Turn 4 Party Balcony at the Talladega Super Speedway, joined by race fans who are set and ready to watch the action at Turns 3 and 4. Now, if the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series, which ran on Friday and Saturday, are any indication, we're going to see some serious competition here today. You heard Mike Bagley talk about the 3 and 4 wide formations on the backstretch. Well, that doesn't change much at all when the field hits the turns. Not only that, but they don't slow down that much at all either. That's what 33 degrees of banking will buy you. And what you can potentially end up with is three high-speed bullet trains running inches apart. Now, most of the time they stay on the rails. Sometimes they don't, and that's when the chaos ensues. I'll cover the action for you at turns three and four of Talladega. And once they motor by me, it's up through the tri-oval and into the view of our anchors for today's broadcast, Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, and Todd Gordon.
Thank you, Dan. Once they get to the tri-oval, it is banked at 16.5 degrees. But to get to the finish line here at Talladega, you got to go all the way through the tri-oval to the short straightaway.
Hear that? Relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, and find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
And welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Coming up, our pit reporters will give you a little extra knowledge for today's Yellowwood 500. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
The Talladega Super Speedway, the field at pace car speed, making their pace and parade laps right now. So let's take a trip down the pit lane, and it's brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Real, unlimited data, less dollars, and more cents. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. To the exit of the pit lane, and the Motor Racing Network lead pit reporter from Halstead, Pennsylvania, Steve Post.
The last time we were here at Talladega, it was Tyler Reddick going to victory lane. He starts today's race in the 14th spot. Had a chance to spend some time with Billy Scott, his crew chief. He said today is all about survival. Tyler is one of the 12 drivers in the playoffs. They are 4 points below the cut line. They feel like this is a survival race because the Roval is a place where they can seize, where they can strike, and when they can do good. They don't want to have to pull a Hail Mary out by winning the Roval race. They feel like they could, but they would rather survive today and put themselves in a good spot going into next week's race, where they feel like they've got a really, really good chance to be competitive and win. To the midsection of pit road, Jason Toy.
Well, Steve Post, one of the great things when we come to plate track or the old plate track, but talk about super speedway racing, it's kind of the great equalizer between all of these teams. 40 drivers all have a chance to take home the win here today, but it's the small teams that circle this race in Daytona, these type of tracks, to have the opportunity to showcase what they have. Beard Motorsports with Anthony Alfredo, BJ McLeod and his Live Fast team, also JJ Yaley and New York Racing. These are all low budget teams that run one or two races a year, usually on the super speedways, and this for them is an opportunity to showcase what they have. Most of them don't even have sponsors on the side of the race car, so this is a good opportunity with their driver and their team out front. Dylan Welch.
Jason, if you want somebody who could be a potential playoff spoiler, it very well could be Kyle Busch. A lot has been made of his winless streak this year. He hasn't won yet. He's won each of the prior 19 years as a NASCAR Cup Series driver. That win very well could come here today. 7 top 10s in his last 10 starts on drafting tracks. He's won here twice at Talladega, and I love what I just heard on the radio as the cars continue to make parade and pace laps. Kyle came on radio and said to his crew, "Let's have ourselves a day, boys. I'm ready to do some strutting." I think Kyle Busch is feeling good, and he starts fourth today.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. Thank you, Dylan. By the way, that's your broadcast team now. Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, Dan Hubbard, they're in the turns. Steve Post, Jason Toy, Dylan Welch on pit road. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside again is Alex Hayden and Todd Gordon. 188 laps, Alex, 500 miles, 36 teams. Stage 1 done at lap 60. Stage 2, lap 120. And then 68 more laps will take us to the scheduled black and white checkered flag.
Two cars are going to the tail end of the field for today's start, as reported by Mike Bagley on NASCAR Live Race Day. Daniel Suarez's team had some problems in pre-race inspection with the roof flap area of their race car. car, not only are they going to the back of the field for the start, but when the green flag comes out and they make a lap, they have to make a pass-through penalty on the pit lane. The other car going to the back, another playoff driver, Christopher Bell. The team self-reported a problem with the back of the car. They were missing a bolt in the rear window, and then they had to add the bolt to the car, and by rule, that is an unapproved adjustment. They got to go to the back of the field. Todd Gordon, there are some rule changes for today's race.
Yeah, in the effort to keep these cars from getting airborne when they get sideways, NASCAR has made another step in adding some more pieces to the car. The right side roof flap, the one that's kind of at 45 degrees on the rear of the car, they've added an inner web to that, much like the left side, so there's a fabric piece. When that roof flap comes up, it adds some more catching of air to it. The right side roof rail, the kind of, there was an aluminum strip that runs the length of the car down the right side of the, basically from the edge of the windshield to the edge of the rear window. That now has a 2-inch Lexan piece extension on it to make it taller, to disturb air more. And they put a rocker skirt from the jack post on the right side back to the wheel opening underneath the car. There's the, and some of that will wear away, but all things to make this car better and sideways.
To call the start of the Yellowwood 500 from Grand Rapids, Michigan, here's Jeff Striegel.
Strap in, hold on, 500 wild miles here at the Talladega Super Speedway. The field already in turn number one.
Into the 33-degree banking they come. Nobody able to get a much of an advantage, although Michael McNowell now, with a trunk full of drafting help, is going to surge to the lead as they hit the back straightaway.
Inside lane on the move already. Michael McDowell out into the clean air as they race halfway down the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. But here comes the outside lane. Austin Cindric getting drafting help from Kyle Busch. Going to be Austin Cindric leading for a moment in three.
Just for a moment, however, it goes away as Michael McDowell takes back the top spot from that bottom groove. Todd Gilliland giving McDowell a lot of help on that low line. Here comes Austin Cindric with Kyle Busch trying to gain momentum on the outside.
Off turn four, headed to the tri-oval for lap number one. Tightly bunched together, racing side by side. They dance in sync in 4-4 time. Lap number one is going to be led by Michael McDowell.
He'll lead them into the banking of turn number one. His Front Row Motorsports teammate, Todd Gilliland, trying to pull up onto the back bumper. Still a little bit of daylight there. That allows the outside lane to creep forward. Here comes the challenge.
And here comes a third lane. It is already up to position number 16, and it's got a lot of steam to it. Double wide in front of them on the bottom of the racetrack. Three wide now from 10th on back.
Two by two by two, however, among the first eight rows. And now Michael McDowell starts to leg it out just a little bit. Austin Cindric, Todd Gilliland will duel it out for that second spot. Outside lane, gaining momentum, being led by Daniel Hemric.
Just a moment ago, Daniel Suarez served his pass-through penalty, so now it's a pack of 35 cars that come rumbling back through the tri-oval, led by Michael McDowell, side by side for second, three wide further back.
Three wide a little further back as they begin to try and creep their way forward into the top 10. Denny Hamlin leads that line, but now everybody kind of oh, now he gets shuffled four wide. Hamlin's going backward and he's going in a hurry.
There is a four wide lane and only two drivers are in it, and Denny Hamlin is leading it. Up front, it's Austin Cindric out by a fender. Michael McDowell with a shove from Todd Gilliland powers his way back to the lead.
That is all McDowell needed. He's got about a half car length advantage over Todd Gilliland, although that disappears in a hurry. Right here in the middle of turns three and four, two by two by two, but that third lane on the outside still gaining some strength. This time Brad Keselowski there.
He is at the front of that locomotive on the outside lane, and he is pulling the freight train to the front. Here they come back to the line. McDowell leads it three wide from second all the way back.
They have wasted no time whatsoever getting busy here this afternoon at Talladega Super Speedway. Three wide from second on back. Todd Gilliland at the bottom of the racetrack. In the middle lane is Cindric. Here they come off turn two.
Michael McDowell starts at the bottom. He'll jump to the middle, jump to the top side, trying to throw the block on Brad Keselowski in the third lane. McDowell stays topside with Keselowski. Three wide from third on back.
Pretty dicey stuff here in the early going. Now McDowell goes from the high side down to the bottom side to keep Todd Gilliland behaved. So it is still McDowell in that top spot. They're three wide for the second. It's Keselowski, Cindric, and Todd Gilliland.
They are three wide, 11 rows deep, and we are working lap number four. The only safe one. Out front is Michael McDowell. Behind him, topside, Brad Keselowski. Inside, Austin Cindric, and then they form a line even lower with Todd Gilliland.
We certainly did not expect three and even four wide racing in the opening five laps of this event, but they're good with it. We're good with it. Joey Logano, topside, leads the charge, but at the front of the package, Michael McDowell.
Michael McDowell, Brad Keselowski, and company have taken it all the way to the outside wall, and that's where they race halfway down the backstretch. You've got Forge and McDowell, Keselowski and Buescher, 1-2-3.
Single file formation among those top three. Then it's Austin and Cindric riding in that fourth spot. He's leading that middle groove to the front, or he's trying to anyway, with help from Kyle Busch from behind. Michael McDowell, Brad Keselowski looking very strong indeed.
Lap number five about to go on the board, and Todd Gordon three and some four wide racing, but I think it's something these drivers needed to do in these opening laps.
Yeah, you've had no practice. All we've had is qualifying here, and this place lends itself to being pretty wide and having opportunities, and we had some really good speedway racers in the back of this. Brad Keselowski and his teammate Chris Buescher tag team together, got that third lane going, rolling to top really strongly.
Well, you would think in running in this type of formation, Alex, that you could not pass. Couldn't be further from the truth. Chase Briscoe up 21 spots, five laps. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. up 19. Chris Buescher up 17. I don't know how they do it, but they're doing it.
Yeah, they are. That means somebody's got to be going backwards. When you shuffle a deck of cards and you're not very good at it like myself, sometimes a card just falls out to the side. Well, that's Denny Hamlin in this case. He's dropped 29 positions here as he got put four wide on the outside lane just a few laps ago, and he's now found himself a nice, comfortable spot to ride in the outside lane at the back of the field.
That move to four wide was far from his idea. They just ganged up underneath him and kicked him out to the extreme high lane all by himself. He took his lumps. He's right at the tail end of the lead grass.
Meanwhile, at the front, Michael McDowell continues to drag the outside lane up the back straightaway. You've got the middle lane led by Austin Cindric in a side-by-side battle for fifth. But here comes the lane down low. Todd Gilliland leading that line.
He's got a little bit of momentum, but he also has a lot of work ahead of him, and he's going to catch the leaders. Michael McDowell is coming around the outside with Brad Keselowski. That high lane is really working for him through turns three and four.
That high lane right now has four cars that are trying to break away. McDowell, Keselowski, Buescher, and Cindric. They're doing that. Meanwhile, right behind them, they continue to run three wide, and it is three Fords running three wide back to one.
The chances of breaking away from the pack pretty much slim and none here at Talladega, but at the front of the pack, Michael McDowell is setting a very torrid pace. The battle is back around fifth place where there's three wide.
And they inch forward now into a three-wide battle for fourth. The front three are free and clear. From fourth on back is where it gets dicey. Riding in the fourth position is Ryan Preece. Here comes the inside lane. Todd Gilliland trying to power his way to second.
And he got a little help there from Ryan Blaney. Gilliland looking very strong indeed. He's past the second-place car, and he's going to pass Michael McDowell for the lead. Your new leader is Todd Gilliland off turn four.
Couple of front row Motorsports Ford Mustang dark horses at the front of the field here at the Talladega Super Speedway. As they come down to the line, Michael McDowell will hang on to the race lead. Topside, they've got the most momentum with eight laps complete.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-6688. 800-885-6688. That's 800-885-6688.
Michael McDowell continues to be the driver at the front of the field. Eight of the top 10 cars, as a matter of fact, the opening eight cars are all Ford Mustang dark horses. 50 laps to go next time by in stage number one from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We welcome you back to a sun-drenched Talladega Super Speedway in East Central Alabama, the NASCAR Cup Series with our premier partners Busch Light, Coca-Cola, Geico, and Xfinity, putting on a fantastic opening 11 laps of today's Yellowwood 500 for five-star backyard.
Treble back straightaway, Daniel Suarez clips BJ McLeod. They make contact at the end of the back straightaway, and it's Suarez that'll spin to the bottom of the backstretch. He tried to get up in line. BJ McLeod clipped him. Daniel hit the wall and spun to the inside of the end of the back straightaway.
That'll put us under the caution flag for the first time in the Yellowwood 500. For five-star backyards, it's Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
Well, here's how it all broke out, and then Mike weigh in. The pack of 35 was running 1.85 seconds apart at 191 miles an hour. They were running down, and you can add, they were running down Daniel Suarez, who was running 180 miles an hour.
That started in turns one and two. He was trying to inch his way up and get in front of the line and perhaps maybe fall in line with them. The outside line started their advance. Then they split him. He was in the middle of a four wide. He saw a hole right in front of BJ McLeod, and he was not clear. He clipped BJ, tapped the wall. BJ was able to continue on, but he lost control of the car, Daniel did, and then he spun to the bottom of the end of the back straightaway and came to a rest midway between turns three and four.
A tough break there for playoff driver Daniel Suarez. Last thing he needed was another problem, and right now he is 12th of the 12 drivers in the playoff cut line. What's the latest with Daniel Suarez's car? He's had to have flat spotted all those tires out there. As that car continues to sit on the apron of the racetrack, I know the safety trucks are going out to tend to him. We saw that happen with Josh Berry at Kansas last week, where they towed him to the garage and he was out of the race with the flat tires. This could be a huge problem for Daniel Suarez if they can't get that car back to the pit lane, Jeff.
And like you said, 23 down at the cut line right now. That can only get worse for Daniel Suarez, who has put us under the caution flag. We'll be working lap 13 when the field comes by. Michael McDowell has led all of the laps so far. Austin Dillon has come to second. Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, Chris Buescher, top five. The rest of the top 10, Todd Gilliland, Harrison Burton, Ryan Preece, Austin Cindric, and Noah Gregson.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Let's get racing! She's rounding the corner, straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo! Pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win!
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with straight savings. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight savings plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
under caution, lap 13. Daniel Suarez on pit road. We'll get you there next from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Lap number 14, pit road is open. A number of cars electing to come to pit road, including our race leader, Michael McDowell.
Michael McDowell has the very first pit box. Going to be fuel only, fuel only. Fill it up, fill it all the way. They got to run to the end of the stage. Brad Keselowski gets around them out first. Michael McDowell second. Austin Cindric goes third. Looks like Austin Dillon, maybe the fourth car off from pit road. These stops here should get them very close to the end of this stage, Jason Toy.
Got a couple of takers in the middle section of pit road. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., splash of fuel and gone. Also, same thing for Justin Haley, Ryan Preece. We'll follow up with Ty Gibbs. They were a little late getting off here, so possibly took tires. We'll check on that. How about in front of you, Dylan?
Ryan Blaney just said his car was a little bit squirmy at the start of this race in the tri-oval, but that got better. They did fuel only. Looked like right side tires and fuel for Kyle Busch. Daniel Suarez did make it back to pit road, flat right side tires on his car. And we're going to check on Alex Bowman, too. They had a very slow stop that looked like it was just going to be fuel only, but they got boxed into their pit stall, and then I think just opted to change four tires, but we'll double check there's not a problem on the Hendrick Motorsports Chevy.
12 cars stayed on the racetrack and did not pit, including BJ McLeod. JJ Yaley stayed on the racetrack as well. So a handful of drivers, Christopher Bell, a playoff driver, Josh Berry stayed on the track, as did the two Legacy Motor Club cars of John Hunter Nemechek, Eric Jones, Josh Berry. So 12 drivers elected to stay on the racetrack and gain a little track position. Perhaps they were hoping pit lane would be a little more clear and come to pit road this time without any sort of incident down there, because pit lane can be a trouble spot here at Talladega, Todd.
Yeah, definitely could be that, and we'll see what happens this time as they come by. Also could be that this is right outside of their fuel window, and they felt like they needed to go longer to get into a situation where they could get to the end of the stage.
Keselowski, McDowell, Cindric, Austin Dillon, Noah Gregson were the fast five off of pit road, and as you pointed out, it does appear as though those cars that stayed on the racetrack will elect to pit right now. That will turn the lead back over to Brad when we go back under the green flag. Let's get an update on Daniel Suarez. He's back on pit road after bringing out the caution just a few laps ago.
And they are still just trying to diagnose exactly if there's any problems on the Daniel Suarez car. As we said, right side tires were down. They did replace those. Do you just want to update Alex Bowman too quickly? Blake Harris, the crew chief, said, we just got boxed in on that pit stall, so we're going to lose a ton of track position anyways. That's why they opted to just take tires and or take tires in addition to adding fuel for Alex Bowman.
And that group of 12 cars that stayed out when pit lane opened up, when the majority of the cars came in, they have all now just come to pit road. Kyle Larson is still down there on the pit lane. A longer stop than everybody else this time by. Steve Post, any idea why?
I'll head down there and find out. Did not hear anything on their radio, so I'll check in with Cliff Daniels and crew and let you know what I hear.
All right, Steve, thank you very much. So a number of cars, pretty much everybody, electing to get onto pit road. The question now remains on Christopher Bell. He's still on pit road, just now leaving. Why is that?
Well, he didn't get it when they went off the pit road to start the race. He did not get his wheel centered right. So basically, I have a piece of tape that centers up for the driver to know when the wheels are exactly straight. He did not get it right. They came in, they looked to make the adjustment with the steering wheel, but also they may have switched out the steering wheel too. They had both options there for him. And one of the things Adam Stevens said, we're going to take our time. We have no way of losing a lap here. We're going to come down and get the fuel anyway. So took their time. He's down on the way.
So Christopher Bell will rejoin the race, but he'll fall in at the back of the field here as we work the caution flag for the first time today. Michael McDowell has led 13 of the opening 15 laps. Strong race car, Jeff. He was able to do it at the bottom of the track, the middle, and the top.
Yeah, now we'll see what he does when he goes side-by-side with Brad Keselowski. It's Keselowski at the point. McDowell second, Cindric third, Austin Dillon fourth, Noah Gregson fifth, Chris Buescher sixth, Ryan Blaney seventh, Truex, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Ryan Preece, top 10. More on Kyle Larson. Posty?
Yeah, Kyle Larson pitted with the front group of cars back on lap number 14, took right side tires on the car then, and they decided to come down and top off. Todd Gordon just talked about very, very close on the fuel to the end, so Larson was toward the back of the field, just topped it off.
They hit the Geico restart zone. Green flag goes in the air, and we're racing again at Talladega. Not everybody is lined up two by two. Those 12 cars that elected to pit on the second time by, Dave, did not get to choose what lane to restart in.
They did not, and as a result, they'll be single file at the tail end of the field. Here come the leaders side by side to turn number two. Michael McDowell up high. Brad Keselowski down low.
Everybody stays in that wheel-to-wheel formation. Further back mid-pack, a three-wide line beginning to form. We'll see how long it takes them to get to the front. It's all Keselowski and McDowell. McDowell with a fender out in front, leading off the end of the back straightaway.
But that advantage goes away in a hurry as Brad Keselowski makes up ground on that bottom side. He's getting a little bit of help from Austin Dillon. So for the moment, the top 10 are two by two by two off of turn four.
Side by side, they come back through the tri-oval with Brad on the inside, Michael McDowell on the outside. Advantage this time to McDowell. Here comes Austin Cindric on the outside. Chris Buescher is there. And again, Austin Dillon right behind Brad.
Three wide line forming back around mid-pack. Momentarily, that was Chase Briscoe leading the way. Sliding up in front of him is Ryan Preece. Sliding up in front of Ryan Preece is Kyle Busch. Here they come, high line and in.
And up front, it's Michael McDowell sliding to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll slide across the nose of Brad Keselowski and seal off the inside lane. That will leave the middle lane led by Austin Cindric, and McDowell throws a block there.
There goes McDowell through that middle groove. He's blocking Austin Cindric. Behind Cindric, you have Chris Buescher, and at his left elbow is still Brad Keselowski. That outside lane led by Kyle Busch is getting momentum off the corner. He's got help from Ryan Preece.
They do have a lot of momentum all the way up against the safer barrier. Here they come through the tri-oval. Now they'll go three wide for the number four spot. They're going to go three wide for the number two spot. The outside lane is moving.
All the way to the penthouse goes Kyle Busch. He's got a ramrod his way to the outside lane. He's going to challenge Michael McDowell. McDowell's stuck in the middle. Here comes Keselowski on the bottom, three wide for the lead.
And three wide to the balance of the entire field. Kyle Busch in his blue Chevrolet leads the outside lane. You've got Michael McDowell in his red and yellow Ford in the middle with Brad's white and green Ford down low.
Can they keep that three wide formation? Well, Michael McDowell busts out of the box, so now he's got the clean lead, goes down to the bottom of the racetrack, throws the block on Brad Keselowski. Fight is on for third between Kyle Busch, Austin Cindric, and Austin Dillon.
Michael McDowell at the front of the field. Behind that, it is just chaos. You've got Brad Keselowski, Austin Dillon, Austin Cindric, and still Kyle Busch pounding away on that top lane.
Relentless in his pursuit of the lead in that outside line. He's gotten shuffled back now to about the seventh position. He's got Ryan Preece. He's got Gilliland in his back bumper as well. Try to regroup on top.
Rush hour traffic in Talladega, Alabama on a Sunday afternoon. They are stacked up three wide behind the race leaders in Michael McDowell and Brad Keselowski. Austin Dillon downstairs. Cindric in the middle. Kyle Busch up top.
Best racing is from third on back, and that is where you will find Kyle Busch on that way outside lane. Right in the rim. Now he gives the wheel a tug to the left. Goes down to that middle groove and blocks Austin Cindric. Kyle Busch now challenging for the lead.
That blue and white Chevrolet Camaro of Kyle Busch now goes to the middle lane. He's side by side with Keselowski for the number two spot. Everybody continues to chase Michael McDowell, but once again, Ryan Preece is leading the outside.
Michael McDowell content to watch it all happen in his rearview mirror. And there's a lot going on back there right now. Here comes Ryan Preece. Outside lane, three wide. He'll drop down to the middle and challenge the lead.
Ryan Preece will slide across the nose of Kyle Busch. In turn, Michael McDowell will jump to the middle and throw the block on Ryan Preece. Everybody dancing around on the Alabama Gang Super Stretch, and everybody in hot pursuit of Michael McDowell.
These are dicey chess moves being played out at over 190 miles an hour, and Michael McDowell right now is in that top spot. Filling his mirrors is Ryan Preece. They are single file. The third place battle is three wide. Keselowski, Busch, and Todd Gilliland.
And Dan Hubbard, when you do it right, you come to the front. Kyle Busch, in a matter of five laps, climbed 26 spots. Dave Moody on the leaderboard. Right now, he is running smack dab in the middle. They are to his right. They're to his left.
Sometimes it's like an elegant ballroom dance at 195 miles an hour. Right about now, though, it's more like a mosh pit. They are throwing blocks and racing three wide to the lead.
Ryan Preece will move to the bottom. He'll seal that advance off. Michael McDowell moves to the top, and he'll try to block that lane. Kyle Busch leads the lane in the middle. Again, three wide formation for the entire field in three.
Michael McDowell getting all kinds of help now from Todd Gilliland. They are rim riding through turns three and four. Ryan Preece hanging on that bottom side, but it's McDowell who goes back to the top spot. He's trying to bring Todd Gilliland with him.
Well, click off lap number 22 this time by 38 to go here in stage number one. And Dave Moody, it's furious, it's fast out here, but there's something romantic about NASCAR racing at Talladega.
There really is, Alex. Our dear late departed comrade Barty Hall said they don't race them anywhere like they race them here at Talladega. Never more true than it is right now as they chase Michael McDowell.
Quite a thing of beauty to see everyone stacked up in three wide formation, dancing from lane to lane, throwing blocks. It's all great when it works, but when it goes wrong, that's when the chaos ensues. Right now, Michael McDowell is the ringleader of the chaos in three.
Nice speed on the part of Ryan Preece, however, on that bottom side. Braz Keselowski right behind him says, let's giddy up, and he does. Preece now gets a nose out of front, but here comes McDowell back on the outside.
And looking like 36 Air Force Thunderbirds in formation at 100.